Mm-hmm. You are recording,
it's recording.
It's recording. I'm eating hot cross buns, lads.
He's eating hot cross buns.
You're eating two hot cross buns.
We're
going to have floor over on my fat floor.
We're going to get sponsored by hot cross buns now.
No.
You can't get sponsored by baked goods, you fucking idiot.
Yarl and Mike Show, it is really, really boss. Yarl and Mike Show, special guest on every week. Yarl and Mike Show, it makes you think though, doesn't it? Yarl and Mike Show, get it in your ear holes.
Welcome to the Alan Mike Show with your hosts, Mike and Alan.
I'm eating hot cross buns.
Lewis.
Hi.
So I recently heard a rumour that they're putting chemicals in the water that you drink that can turn frogs gay. What do you think about that, mate?
Have we got any water to test that with?
I'm getting this one, mate.
We can get water easy enough, because there's a tap there. It's the frog that you might struggle finding.
And have we got one of those little strips that if you dip it in the water, changes colour?
Well, you got a gay test for water. Is it like the thing where you prick the finger and...
Just find out if you're pregnant.
I'm just seeing the thing. They weren't looking for pregnancy in the thing. They're looking for the fucking thing. It'd be a different film if they're looking to see if the men were pregnant in the camp. This is a big hot dog bun. You alright, mate?
Yeah, alright. Those only lost it. We're not even like 5 minutes in.
Do you need to find out if you're pregnant? Just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, well, at least we've cheered Doyle up. He was a miserable bastard all day today.
Why have you been miserable, mate?
Why have you been miserable, mate? Go on.
I'm just miserable all the time.
Lewis is the miserable
one. Yeah, I'm meant to be the miserable one. You are not allowed to be the miserable one. That's my role. Mate. I took that title. I own that title. You cannot take that
from me. He did have some good points earlier as to why he is the miserable one. If you'd like to
Why are you the miserable one?
I'm the miserable one because you've got a wife and kids. He's got a missus, and I'm a loner. I'm allowed to be miserable.
Yeah, and you've got us.
You got us, mate. You got Tinder.
I'm alone.
You back on Tinder again?
No.
Oh, you're alone then.
Yeah, I'm 100% alone.
You're alone then, mate.
I'm allowed to be miserable.
I guess so.
I tell you what, we're cheering, mate. It started raining men.
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
No.
What did you do if it started raining men, Lewis?
What would you do?
Probably get inside because a man would probably crush me to death.
That's true.
I mean, it'd be like, oh god, what film? What film is it when there's like giant hail that's like the size of golf balls just falling off? It's quite a lot. Yeah.
It would be like an ecological disaster, surely, if it's like physically raining human male out of the sky. People would be dead. Like, you might have dead bodies on the floor.
You'd have the dead men falling from the sky and have the
dead
people
dead
crushed.
Before they started falling? Or would they die on impact?
Would they be screaming on the way down?
I reckon they'd be dying. I reckon they'd die on impact, personally.
They'd die on impact.
Would they be fully clothed or naked? Where are the men coming from?
Heaven. Heaven decided there was too many men, just kicked them out and just started raining men.
Do you reckon they're from the ground?
Does heaven get full?
Probably. I mean, it's just...
And when it gets full, they're just going to fall out.
They just get like a big toad, big dumpster truck and just tip them all off the side.
And you're saying you would not enjoy it raining men, Lewis?
Wouldn't you go out and get absolutely soaking wet like she wants to do in the song?
No.
Absolutely soaking wet. When she's singing that, she's talking about her...
Probably.
Talking about her...
Her lower parts.
A hamster.
I'm more worried about why she's happy that this ecological disaster, which is surely destroying like cities, is happening.
I mean,
she's saying, God bless Mother Nature.
I mean, to be honest, if human being men fell on a building, I don't think they'd do any damage to the building.
The sheer volume of it.
Do you know how high up rain forms?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that's rain falling down, yeah? If it's a fully grown man, just one fully grown man falling from that height and hitting a building, it's going to do something to the building.
Cars would be destroyed.
Cars would be damaged.
Cars are made of fucking metal, mate.
flimsy metal. Buildings are made of a bit more sturdier stuff than flimsy car metal.
Yeah, but then it's not just one man, is it? It's raining men.
If it was like a glass building, fair enough.
It'd be blood and brains and snot and shit everywhere.
A building like a steel or concrete frame would be fine.
Imagine the scene.
Even like a 30-second like rainstorm of men would cause havoc. Let alone like a big giant like monsoon or something. I don't know.
Could you imagine that? A monsoon of men.
You'd be alright, Al, because upstairs would take all the damage.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's alright.
They wouldn't be able to go through a top layer and then that.
What
happens
if Sakura's outside?
What happens if it's an hour long torrential rain of men?
I think you'd still be alright.
The weight alone would fill that.
It'd start piling up out there. The windows would smash.
It'd be like snow.
Just bodies.
Yeah, they'd start pouring in here eventually.
It would get to the point where they wouldn't have anywhere to fall. They'd just like just land on the pile and roll down a bit.
Nah. If you're the last few men to land, you might be alright because the sheer like you'd be softened then.
Yeah, you'd be annoyed though if you got kicked out of heaven because there's too many of you. You're like, not only am I not in heaven anymore, I've got to live again. And also,
for 15 seconds,
it's just fucking hundreds of thousands of dead bodies around me. Someone might land on you then. You'd be dead again. That's just pointless. It'd just be a never-ending... Because they'd all be... Because they've not done anything wrong.
Exactly.
Other than fall from the sky. So they'd be dying and going back and dying and going... And it'd just That's be a never-ending deep. Cycle exactly. of fucking dead men.
Therefore, it'd never stop raining.
We've slipped into a home.
Don't like it.
This is horrible. This is horrendous. What would you do, though, is the question, Lewis?
What would I do?
Lewis would take his shirt off. He'd be out there, and he'd take his shirt off, and he'd just start fighting them. As they're falling, just punching them before they hit the ground.
I'd probably get, like, a baseball bat or something.
Start hitting them.
I tell you what.
Trying to get home
won't be one of the ones that gets regurgitated back into heaven. He'd just go straight to hell, you. Assuming that hell and heaven are real things.
Me? I'm already going to hell, I know that.
Why would you go to hell, mate?
I'm a bad boy.
Why have you done that bad boy?
Yeah, why are you so bad?
Why are you so bad, mate?
I'm a bad boy. Are you a pedo?
Nah. I'm a criminal. I'm a criminal mastermind.
You're a criminal fucking mastermind?
Yeah.
I don't believe that you don't know who Frank Sinatra is.
You don't believe that I don't know who Frank Sinatra is.
I think you're lying. You have to be lying. You can't not know fucking Frank Sinatra.
Why?
Pretty famous, blood.
Yeah.
I'm not a heavy music person.
I'm not either, but, you know, I know Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, but I don't remember. Like, I don't remember movie name people, actors' names. I just be like, yeah, that's fucking Iron Man. Yeah, his name's Tony.
Iron Man's not real, mate.
Yeah, it's like Robert Downey Jr. It's like, I don't fucking know. I just call him by the name in the fucking film because it's easier. That's why I didn't know who Paul Rudd was when he appeared. And I was like...
What did he call him? It was something ridiculous. What did you call him now?
Oh, what, when I was talking about this before?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I called him.
Randy.
Randy, that was it. I thought he was Randy.
Randy Rudd.
I forgot his name. And then it was like, I don't know, and he even reminded me of who it was. And I was like, who the fuck's Paul Rudd? And then it was like, oh, he's Ant-Man. And I was like, I completely fucking forgot about that.
If he was there right now, he'd be really upset that you forgot who he was.
You might think it's funny.
It's not really, because I don't remember any actor or actress's name from what other than the name of the character they're playing.
But they're quite egotistical actors and actresses, so it wouldn't matter that you didn't know anyone else's name, because you didn't know his, and that's like that would be insulting to him.
Tough.
You'd be really upset.
Well, I know him as his Ant-Man, so...
Yeah.
And I didn't even remember that. Forgot he was Ant-Man. He's fucking Ant-Man shit.
That's not very nice. He works hard, he does Ant-Man.
He's a good lad.
Master Chief, big or small.
I hate the insect class characters.
Spider-Man.
I can't remember the rest of them, there are others as well, but all the insect based characters from that universe are all just fucking crap. They're useless.
Spider-Man's that fucking useless. He's like the most popular
character. He's fucking dust at the moment. Spoilers.
In the film. In the film series, yeah.
I remember watching Spider-Man as a kid. And it was like, oh, you know, it's all right. I was like, he's not that amazing. I'd rather fucking watch X-Men than fucking Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
X-Men were way fucking cooler than Spider-Man ever was.
Well, the cartoon X-Men cartoon certainly is.
Yeah, the cartoon Spider-Man and then the X-Men cartoon that were out about the same time on, like, was it Fox Kids when that was a thing?
Spider-Man was baller.
Nah, fucking, I'd rather sit there and watch X-Men than Spider-Man.
Why do you have to choose?
Because fucking Spider-Man's boring.
That's harsh, that is, man. He's a good lad, that's Spider-Man.
A lot of his villains feel really shit as well.
What?
The love story.
Venom, Doc Ock.
Doc Ock is shit.
Doc Ock is terrible. Kingpin.
Kingpin's crap. I've only started to like Spider-Man because of the new Spider-Verse. Everything else Spider-Man has made me go, why the fuck does this exist?
What? Which villains do you like?
What from?
Marvel.
I'm not really interested in this. I prefer the heroes more than anything.
No, that's not the question. Which villains do you like?
Since you just dissed a few of the most popular ones. What do you like? Which villains do you like?
You diss Spider-Man's villains and then don't have an opinion.
That's what I mean, because
your favourite.
You just don't like villains in general.
I don't really remember the villains. That's the problem, because they always get beat and then you go, oh yeah, they're dead. They've lost. They've been back in jail again. And you're like, okay. And then they'll move on to the next episode. The next week will be a different fucking person again.
It's about the journey, fam. Not the end result.
Marvel. I don't know fucking half of Marvel's villains. There's too many of them now. So many, I forget.
Okay, in gen, any comic book villain. Let's increase it to DC, etc., etc.
Villains. Good. I don't even know, because, like...
You can't remember any comic book villains. You don't support
the villains, though, when you're watching those types of things.
You know who they are.
You know, but you don't support them. You're like, always supporting the good guys.
Superheroes aren't just, like, mulling around not fighting anyone. Like, what's the point of them?
Interesting villains make the superhero more interesting back.
Yeah.
I've got none.
He starts dissing all these villains. He just hates every villain.
I can't remember like half the villains because there's so many of them.
Yeah, and you can't remember any of them.
He's getting his phone out.
Because
Google Marvel villains.
My brain has forgotten.
Is fucking broken, mate.
I've forgotten most. I've literally forgotten all of them.
Okay, who's your favourite Marvel superhero?
Marvel superhero would be. I don't know that one. My brain's just forgotten every fucking character that exists.
He's too busy thinking about men falling from the sky.
I forgot.
Alright. How about this then? A simple question, right?
Okay.
What's your top three uses for a Hoover?
Cleaning up dust.
Yeah.
Getting stuff stuck in it so it makes a weird little squeaky sound. That's fun.
that's a good one.
That's always good.
That's a good one. I like that.
Put it on my willy.
Put it on the end of my willy and suck it off.
Fuck that shit. I just realised what you did that for. Do not edit that. Do not fucking edit that. Do not fucking.
It's too easy. I'm crying.
Do not fucking edit any of that to change like you did the last one. I'm giving you too much content now. That's the end.
Okay, let's end it. Okay. That's going to be a different weird one.